True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday, but it's still 3 o'clock. That means we need to do our three-point stances. It's Andy Hart, it's Nick Fitzy Stevens, and I think it's Dan Ball sliding into the three spot
today.
Middle of the lineup.
Wild.
So let's get underway. It's time for the three-point stance.
19!
It's the three-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bam!
Easy as one, two, three.
Pasternak! A hat trick and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three.
WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman, Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or your quarterback may not be Josh Allen, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, three hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in the world of sports today. Our order for today is Andy Hart, then Nick Fitzy Stevens, and then myself, Dan Ball. Andy, you lead us off. You get 60 seconds for your opening stance. Are you ready?
I am indeed.
All right. Well, here is 60 seconds. Go right ahead.
Okay. So if you watch Sunday Night Football, you did maybe see the game of the year, certainly an early candidate, 41-40 victory by the Bills over the Ravens. If you watched it early, like me, you thought the Ravens were running away with it quite literally, thanks to Derrick Henry. 18 carries, 169 yards, two touchdowns, was unbelievable. He looks faster than ever. The dude is north of 30, north of 250 pounds, and north of about 10 gazillion carries dating back to high school. In case you don't know, he rushed for 12,000 yards in high school, 4,000 as a senior. Dude is a workhorse, and dude is underrated. I know he's in a lot of commercials, and a lot of people think he is one of the best running backs right now. He's one of the great phenoms of our generation. To stay as healthy as he does with the wear and tear that he takes, these 1,500-yard, 2,000, 1,900-yard seasons, Mike Vrabel was right. He ran the ball in Tennessee for one simple reason. By far, his best player was Derrick Henry, who I also didn't realize his nickname was Tractorcito. Never heard that before, but I kind of like it. The Tractorcito is underrated. We talk about Tom Brady staying healthy and playing for a long time. I think this is more impressive. The way that Derrick Henry is playing as a running back with a what should be thinning tread on his tires is remarkable. That being said, hey, Derrick Henry, hold on to the football if you want your team to host the AFC title game and go to the Super Bowl, because he gagged at the end of that game.
Well, that didn't really... Boy, you fluffed
took a
the
turn.
Guy, you fluffed the guy up for 57 seconds, and then you just crapped all over.
You know what that was a lot like?
What?
The best game of his career that turned into the worst when he gave the ball away and the game away to
he
the Bills.
He literally was having...
That was performance art.
He was literally having an MVP... Am I supposed to, like, snap afterwards? Like, they did a beat poetry show?
Probably.
Okay. it was one of the best all-time professional NFL running games I had seen, and then all of a sudden, just like that, gone.
You can't fumble there.
You
but
can't.
The bigger picture where I was taking sort of the three-point stance is, mm-hmm. I've been big on this. Like, we sometimes miss the marvels, even the ones that we are lauding. Like, I
Correct.
Think that Aaron Judge is underrated because all of his stats are great and the numbers, but you don't realize how
so
big
easy.
He is. And he plays center field.
He's the size of Gronk, for
And
God
plays center field. He's yeah. actually athletic. Unlike Gronk, who was athletic enough to be an athletic tight end, but he couldn't play center field in Major League Baseball and run all over the outfield and make plays. Like, compare Rafaela and Judge. They play the same position. That's yeah. ridiculous. That's yeah. stupid right
that's
there.
That's not. Well, Rafael's a little better field.
And it's similar. Yeah, but he can play it, Aaron Judge. And so, like, Zdeno Chara, I always thought what he was able to do at his size for the length of his career was underappreciated.
Oh, and now
even
now
though
he's
you said
marathons.
He's great. Even though you said he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Derrick Henry's a Hall of Famer, and he's even better than you think he is. And I would also urge people to go back in, because every time he plays and has one of these games, we start seeing the clips and stats. Do you know he rushed for 4,000 yards as a senior in high school?
I did. I heard it in your 3-point stance.
4,000.
Yeah.
4,000. Like, can
he's
you
still,
wrap your mind around? It was 330 yards a game.
With all the running
every
he's
game.
Been doing in his pro career, he's still a couple thousand yards behind his high school career.
Oh, yeah. You know, he's got a ways
and
to
he's
go.
Going, is, and he's going to the Hall of Fame.
He rushed for 4,000 as a senior in high school, 2,200 in his last season at Alabama, and has a 2,000-yard NFL season under his books.
This also,
I'm going to say he's the only guy that's ever done that.
This also needs to be mentioned. Do you know how
many?
You probably know. Does the audience at large know how much money Derrick Henry spends every year on his body?
Probably $1 million.
It's at $250,000.
I would have thought it'd be more.
I'm sorry, $250,000 isn't enough.
LeBron uses $1 million, I believe.
Is that the new take? Is Derrick Henry not doing enough to keep himself in shape?
No, I think it's working just fine.
How much does Derrick Henry care about winning? 617-779.
But like, he's just a marvel, and I think and
he's spending enough on his hands.
I do enjoy that. I did. The one thing I didn't like about him was the hair in the past that hung out the back of the helmet. I wasn't a huge fan.
What'd you think about? What did you think about? Travis Hunter cutting his dreads.
Didn't know he did.
Yeah. Had hair all the way down to yay, and now
it's gone?
Gone.
Well, if you're going to run around that much,
his hair.
Ditch the weight, be a little sleeker, a little more aerodynamic.
Well, I think he's going to be just fine.
Just love the one thing that you poke at for Derrick Henry. Yeah, hair wasn't great.
I didn't love it.
Hair upset me.
Yeah, and also the fumbles at the end of the game. 57 seconds of this guy might be one of the greatest NFL players.
Yeah.
And you can't fumble.
I'm not sure you're a fan after that 5-minute discussion, but we'll leave that there and let that be up to people's imaginations. As I ask you, Nick Fitzy Stevens, are you ready for your 3-point stance?
Ready, I am.
All right, here are 60 seconds. Go ahead and good luck with that.
All right, I too am going to stick with last night's thrilling Sunday night football battle, which was, of course, a run back of that thrilling divisional round game between the Ravens and the Bills at Highmark Stadium. And Highmark Stadium got its swan song off to a hell of a start last night with a game that I was very comfortable and content saying could easily be a contender for game of the year. If not, you could probably already say it's going to be the game of the year. And I think most football fans would love to have it run right back as an AFC championship because it was absolutely electric. Unlike, sadly, yesterday's sad trombone of a debut for the Mike Vrabel Patriots and Drake May at Gillette Stadium. And my biggest takeaway after I went to bed with a smile on my face because my day was turned around after said sad Patriots game earlier was, well, it was a two-parter. A, I think we can probably step on the brakes a little bit, if not pump them hard, about comparing Drake May to Josh Allen just yet, because what we saw last night was somebody playing within the full comportment of all of their QB NFL superpowers. And folks, that is exactly, the Buffalo Bills became the new Patriots, and now the New England Patriots are chasing the Bills. That's a team that is playing with chemistry and confidence, and that's what the New England Patriots need to do, and it's going to take some time.
I think it's that chair. If you sit in that chair, you just ignore the buzzer. You don't even get started till like the 55-second mark of the 3-point stance.
I mean, it was like 2 seconds off. I mean, Ted would still be going.
Yeah, there's no... The Bills, that win last night, I think the Ravens are the best team in the AFC.
The Pats can challenge the Bills.
Who? No one ever should have said that. No one ever.
All offseason, people were like...
It's you people.
I... Not... Nope.
No one should have ever thought that was a reality.
I'm not taking that. I
said there was one simple way the Patriots could challenge for the division.
If Josh Allen got lost on an island.
Right. He decides, you know what? I like married life. I like Haley Steinfeld.
Yep.
We're going to a deserted island. It's over.
Yep.
The whole world goes, yeah.
If he just,
Henry, how shocked would you be if that happened?
If he just Vontae Davis in the middle of the game.
But that's the only way. He is a one-man team. I don't mean to be disrespectful to the Buffalo Bills, but this is utterly disrespectful. He's a one-man team. It's why I didn't even think it was a race last year. For MVP. Everybody was like, their numbers are the same. Yeah, one has Derrick Henry and one doesn't.
Well, let's put a little respect on James Cook's name.
Good
he
player.
Looks good.
Good player. How
He's
good do you
Derrick
think
Henry.
He'd look if Drake May was his quarterback? How much do you think
poor Travion
cleans
would probably
up
like
the
to,
sloppy
Travion,
seconds?
Travion would like to tell you, yeah, I didn't feel so great yesterday when he got myrtleized in the flat.
Josh Allen lifts that entire organization.
He
lifts that entire city. And fan base.
He
Josh
is
Allen
the city.
Is a tent pole.
Did you watch any of Hard Knocks? The fluff job that they did on him, and it's deserved.
So don't tell
deserved.
Me, like, you're close, or this is close, or Lamar should have won. No. No, he shouldn't have. Josh Allen is one of the most unique athletes right now because he's carrying an entire region on his shoulders, and it's a region, don't forget, that has never won. That has this misery that you people like to throw. How many Super Bowls the Bills ever won?
Hey, wide right.
You want to switch spots with the Bills right now?
I'm all set. But I want to follow up with it. Well, that was more fun when Tom Brady gave you that puffed up chest and the excessive confidence and the knowledge like, oh, no matter what, we're always going to be in it. Like Brady made us feel extra special because he was our Superman. Now Superman plays for the Buffalo Bills. And I have to ask this, would you or any Patriots fans, like, would it bother you to see the Buffalo Bills win the Super Bowl?
No, I love Josh Allen. I would love to see
How
them.
Could you root against
and
this
And it would
guy?
Shut you people up.
How many trophies they
Why
got?
Why me?
No, because then you'd be like, oh, let me know when he gets to 5 or 6 and I'll start
No,
to
that's
worry.
The Mahomes national narrative. That is completely different. Completely different.
Josh Allen's awesome. He's going into a new stadium. Mm-hmm. And last night, once I went back and watched the highlights
now,
after waking up.
You know what
up,
else he's doing? Now he's wearing all of these different hats into the games that were designed by kids that are not in good health, and their autograph.
St. Allen? Like,
yeah, he's doing some serious St. Allen work.
And he's
he also gave away the Ryder Cup tickets to that kid with the developmental issues during Hard Knocks. Oh, I mean, the guy has a heart of gold. And he's married to one of my favorite actresses. And he's handsome as hell. And he's got a laser rocket arm. Son of a bitch.
And the Patriots always beat the Bills once a year, right? We go with that?
Well, that was back in the Brady days.
No. You people have said this year after year recently. The Patriots always find a way to beat the Bills at least once.
If we're going to you people, can we at least get it sponsored?
Yeah, sure. Bye. U-Haul's you people moment of the show.
U-Haul love to keep telling me about this and that and this and that.
All right, Dan Ball, it's your turn. Are you ready?
I am ready, Andy Hart.
Well, your 60 seconds starts right now.
All right, so defining the term MVP for the Boston Red Sox is an interesting one. You could give it to Alex Bregman, Garrett Crochet, Roman Anthony before his oblique gave out. That's the LVP of the season. You could also make the argument for Aroldis Chapman, and it seems like his stock is going higher and higher to be the MVP. But why is Chapman been so good? Well, that's because of the true MVP of the Red Sox season. Stiz, my audio, please.
Apparently, in spring training this year, Connor Wong was catching him in a game. Connor Wong is using PitchCom, and he pushes on his PitchCom inside fastball, and the light bulb goes off over Chapman's head, and he tells Connor Wong and Veritek, like, wow, I've never thought about spotting my fastball. I just threw it to home plate.
Now, with this crucial, very detailed, not overly exaggerated change to the arsenal for Aroldis Chapman, Connor Wong has unlocked a reliever that is going for the Red Sox single-season record for ERA by a reliever. Jonathan Papelbon holds it from 2006 with an 0.92, and Chapman is currently at 0.98. So we're giving a lot of attention to the closer as one of the potential, quote, MVP candidates for the Red Sox this season. But you got to give some credit to the catcher. The backup catcher, yes, a guy who a lot of people wanted traded, including myself, but he hit one button on his pitch comm in the middle of spring training and single-handedly changed the career of Aroldis Chapman and the season for the Boston Red Sox.
That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Are you kidding? I never thought about spotting my fastball before.
What year is he in? 14 or something?
How dumb is that?
He had never thought about, wait, you're supposed to aim for a part of the plate, not just,
you don't just throw
it
fastball?
That way? That's amazing.
Throw fast.
This makes every take we ever have on the radio less dumb. Yep. Like, remember when I joked for Walker Buehler, hey, just don't walk a guy and then immediately throw a home run, which was a stupid, just joking take.
Oh, Andy.
But in light of this, it's kind of serious. Maybe he never thought of not walking a guy and then throwing a home run.
Did you see what happened in his first outing for the AAA affiliate of the Phillies?
I guess not.
He walked a guy and then gave up a home run.
Well, Connor Wong, you need to go down there. Maybe it needs to be in the digital voice of the pitch comms, so maybe they need to do it
in
that
the Brezbot voice.
Yeah, Brezbot voice, and tell him to stop giving up walks and then home runs. That
about
is amazing.
A four seam?
I'm not sure I'd buy it either.
I don't really either.
Cora told us it started last year, so it didn't start in spring training.
Is that what made them attracted to him?
Yeah. But it's a good story. I mean, it's fun.
It's part of the narrative.
Connor Wong, he told him to throw an inside fastball.
Wait, a little light bulb went off over his head.
He hit a button to tell him to throw an inside fastball. And after 15 years in Major League Baseball, however long in Cuba before that, all of a sudden, spotting your pitches, just ding. That's what I've been missing.
Now he's a pitcher, not a hurler.
That's right. He's a pitcher, not a thrower. Much like Drake May needs to be a passer, not a
thrower.
That's
who he needs to hang out with.
So I'm probably analyzing this more than I should. It's a weakness
talk radio.
Of mine. So he'd never forget the pitch cum. He'd never had a catcher that put the fastball down and then moved it to one side of his thigh or the other in his previous 20 years throwing a baseball 100 miles an hour.
That's my understanding.
What the hell were the catchers doing?
How about the pitching coaches?
Pitching coach. How about anybody? Like, this just makes no... This is the falsest thing ever. I appreciate your effort in bringing it to the attention.
I thought it would at least entertain, if not... not inform.
Can I tell you who probably came up with this? Whoever was involved in the Connor Wong for Mookie Betts trade. Like, I know. I'll validate Connor Wong's addition to the team by saying that he fixed Aroldis Chapman.
He can't.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hit, but he tells people to locate their pitches, and it makes them have one of the greatest seasons you'll ever see by a reliever. 617-779-7937. Continuing to take your phone calls and react to a Patriots season opening loss. As we said, we are awaiting the arrival of Marcus Jones and then Drake May. It is a Patriots Monday. We'll talk to those guys next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.